This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 22nd. God's word to you today is the Spirit. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 10:25, and it says, "One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question, 'Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus replied, 'What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?'" It is interesting that when Jesus was asked about eternal life, Jesus pointed the scholar to the law of Moses. If the law were irrelevant, it cannot deliver eternal life. Sadly, this is where a lot of Christians get things mixed up. And the reason is because of the thinking, we are not under the law, we are under grace. Yes, we are in the dispensation of grace. But when the word of God points to the law, you need to understand the context. Otherwise, you will misinterpret it. When the word of God speaks about the law, it could mean one of at least seven things. Number one, the law could mean the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That is the book of the law. Number two, the law could mean only the book of Deuteronomy. Number three, the law, depending on the context, could mean the whole of the Old Testament. Number four, the law could also mean the Old Testament apart from the prophets and the poetic books. Number five, the law could also mean the ceremonial law, that is the Levitical law, the law of cleansing, which involves bringing turtle doves, goats, laying of hands, etc. Number six, the law could mean the civil law of the people of Israel, the law that governs the civility of the nation and how the people operate in cases of civil dispute. Number seven, the law could mean the moral law, or what we call the Ten Commandments. Moses gave all these laws apart from the entire Old Testament. The civil law and ceremonial law are obviously not going to give anyone eternal life. What Jesus was referring to when he said the law in this context is the moral law. And it is revealed in the man's answer. Luke 10 verse 27 says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." The summary of the Ten Commandments is, love God and love people. God's word is such that the letter of the word kills, but the Spirit gives life. The letter of the law will always deliver death, but the Spirit of the law is love, and against it there is no law. Let us pray. Father, please say your name, will love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.